people have been getting vaccinated more and more because they're starting to see people around them getting sick, and they're starting to get more information from their doctors rather than from their aunt on Facebook. So vaccination rates around the world are going up, but there are some little pockets where it's just not budging. So there's this one area of Australia that they're having a real problem getting people to get vaccinated. So they found a way to get people to get vaccinated. A brothel has said, okay, if you get the coronavirus vaccine, you can have one free fling with any prostitute of your choosing.
Now that beats Krispy Kreme's ass.
Right.
Krispy Kreme, really, you just got a donut.
Yeah. So I was wondering what you thought of this, because, okay, so here's the thing. No, listen, in Australia, so they're saying 14 and over can come to the brothel. You get they have doctors there, nurses there. You get vaccinated there. And then so they give you one jab, and then you can give one of their girls a jab.
So it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Get it and got it.
Right. What do you think?
I'm against giving people rewards for doing something that you should do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's to the point now, I'm so sick of this country being so divided.
Right.
Over one freaking thing.
No, the world. This is Australia.
I know, but I'm saying here in the States, it's right. Very, either one way or you're the other way. There's no middle ground. And we have a quarterback in the States who didn't get the COVID vaccine and lied about it. And people are just jumping on him or, you know, praising him. And it's crazy that he lied to everybody saying, oh, I got the vaccine. But he's in the huddle every Sunday screaming at these guys, spitting on them. And they have no idea. So stop it getting free things, getting money to do something that you should do to save somebody's life, maybe even your own. You should get the shot because you want to save your family, save your life, save your kids.
What's so funny is they bring in 14-year-olds. They would say to them, just so you know, you're 14. The minute the prostitute walks in, whatever happens, it's going to go so fast that it's going to take less time than the actual jab.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like a 14-year-old, like they're going to, I mean, that's it. It's going to be over in like 2 seconds. So they're going to be like, you know what? Yours will be, wait till you see. They'll give you a shot. See how fast that was? Now go in the room. I bet it's even faster.
See, and now you got to look at this woman and say, you have to give something for free because this asshole wasn't smart enough to do it himself.
No, they're offering. They're offering as an incentive. The brothel came up with the idea. But see, my thing is this. That wasn't even my issue. Like, I see what you're saying, and I agree with you. Like, there shouldn't be incentive. Like, here in New York, they're offering $100. My bigger issue is, okay, so it's a brothel of women. Okay, so it's good for straight men and lesbian women. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So gay men and straight women, we got nothing for you here.
Right.
So that's really not fair. Like, but you're trying to incentivize everybody, not just lesbians and straight men.
Mm-hmm. Do it because you should. It's the right thing to do to get past this shit and so we can live another year. And some people like you can actually leave their house.
You're just mad that there's nobody giving you a free blowjob.
Exactly. I'm getting my third shot Friday. Where's my hand job? I mean, I'm doing it because I don't want to be sick and I don't want to die and I don't want to be in the hospital for 2 months like my sister. So that's why I'm doing it. But you got to fight with people nonstop because these people, it's like the quarterback we have here. He's a freaking doctor now.
Right.
You know, I do my own research. Shut the fuck up. If you do your own research, then you know what? Quit the NFL and be a researcher.
Right. Exactly. If you do your own research, then you should have a doctor become a quarterback.
No, he said, I'm going with Joe Rogan. I talked to Joe Rogan. You talked to a fucking podcaster.
I get advice from my makeup artist. So like, you know, if I'm not feeling well, I'm going to call her.
Yeah. Why not? No, the problem is I talk to people every day and they go, no, I do my own research. You didn't, you didn't graduate high school. What grade did you get in science class? What grade? I failed science. So I'm not taking my advice.
Right.
You know, at least you went to like 16, 17 grades. I'm going to probably listen to you more than I listen to the guy that barely, like me, made it out of high school.
And I, who has a PhD, would never even dream of giving medical advice because I'm not a doctor.
But you are a PhD. You're more than Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is on the same level as I am. Right. We talk into the same mic. We do the same thing. You're going to listen to Joe Rogan and not a doctor.
Yeah, no, that does, when he's put it that way, it does seem really stupid. But that's, but you know, but even that, it's like, I keep seeing people tweeting about this, and it's like, okay, so if you don't believe in science, you don't believe in doctors, then what? Then if you ever get sick, don't go to a doctor. Like, why would you, either you trust doctors or you don't. You can't pick and choose when you go to a doctor. So
what happens when these people get cancer and the doctor says, we have to give you chemo? Do they say, I'm going to take horse pills?
They call Joe Rogan.
They call Joe Rogan.
I have testicular cancer, Joe.
Yeah, just like Nicki Minaj's cousin's younger brother's.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so no incentives. You get nothing. You know what? You get to live. There's your incentive. That's the best incentive ever.